Now let's talk about 2012, if we can, for a moment, John. Of course, nobody really knows what's going to happen during that December 21st, 2012 period. We all have our own suspicions. Mine believes that it could be some kind of celestial solar event. Your take?
Probably is going to be all of the above. In other words, if we look at all the major players, the scholars that have taken a real hard look at this, John Major Jenkins, Jeff Stray, so Terrence McKenna, time wave zero theory, etc. All of this points to an idea, I believe, that if enough of us can wake up in time and realize that we're connected through the global minefield, and that we can focus our intention on something positive, we can at least offset somewhat the major Earth changes. And what I'm talking about specifically, again, I mentioned earlier in the program, this is a call to creativity more than anything else. Once we wake up, we ask ourselves, what is our planet work? What is it that I'm here to do? Many of us have stumbled through many lifetimes, in my opinion, and asked ourselves, I know what I want to do, but I'm stymied. I live in a culture that will not allow me to do what I want to do. I have a government that will not allow me to do what I want to do and need to do, so on and so forth.
But you do believe that there could be some kind of solar event during that time period, right?
I have no idea exactly what's going to happen, but I can tell you this, that I know it has to do with the sun. I know that the sun processes the information that we on the Earth think is our own. I do know that solar flare activity is really, you might say, a temper tantrum thrown by the sun to blow off some of the negativity. So in other words, what I'm saying, George, is I believe that we are totally and completely connected to this cosmos, that the Earth, the Sun, all the planets in our solar system tie into the center of the Milky Way galaxy, that black hole, and all this information is cycled through us continually, trying to be resolved, trying to become useful, trying to become the inventions that will come in the future. But what 2012 says to me is that there's a major opportunity both to wake up and also see the damage that we have done to the environment, earth changes, the earthquakes, which is just in-ground lightning, again, talking about electricity, magnetism, light phenomenon, tornadoes, hurricanes. These are all fifth-dimensional energetic events. These are events that are trying to shift the energy back to balance. So what the Earth is trying to do, again, it's a liquid crystal. The Sun's a larger liquid crystal, about 1 million times larger than the Earth. And then you've got hundreds of millions of stars at the center bulge of the galaxy. You've got these huge three magnets, a baby magnet, Earth, a million time-sized magnet, the Sun, and then millions of times larger at the center of the galaxy, trying to line up in 2012. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, and even though I was one for years, to tell you that something cataclysmic is about to happen to this Earth.
And you think mankind is creating this, or do you think it's a natural cycle?
It's both. Remember, we got four major ages, iron, bronze, silver, and gold. If our consciousness is so dim, for example, in the Iron Age, that we're pushing each other around in ox carts with stone wheels on them, we really don't give a flip what happens because we're not even awake enough to know that something's going to happen. So we really don't even have 20/20 hindsight. We're living in the moment. We're almost unconscious. As you come up through these ages then, these major shifts of the ages, you become more aware. You're processing more light through you, through your body, through your mind, through the planet. You know, we're not sitting around a campfire anymore, afraid of the shadows. Now we've created real demons with nuclear-tipped missiles on them. And so now, as Terrence McKenna, to paraphrase him, you know, this is a horse race we're in right now to see what manifests, the mushroom-induced vision of Timothy Leary or the mushroom cloud science of Robert Oppenheimer.
Yeah, that's true. So are you saying when the sun shoots off one of those huge coronal mass ejections, that we're creating it?
This is an accumulative thing over thousands of years. This is our consciousness. What else is it? If light drives our mind and the entire universe is a liquid crystal, you might say, that processing information that's being emitted from every planet, every solar system, every galaxy, and it's a huge giant vacuum tube, if you will, in a solid state circuit. And so all the information that is processed through a huge thing such as the galaxy, and even a little bit lesser, the sun, than the Earth, we have to realize now our connection to this. We are creating the environmental conditions. In fact, I'll give you one quick example. A friend of mine who I mentioned in my book, and I've collected a lot of this type of information in terms of environmental change and predictions, and Ned Doherty, who wrote the book Fast Lane to Heaven, had a profound near-death experience, and he was told that the environmental conditions on the Earth are the pestilence, the hurricanes, the Earth changes, are all because of the way we've treated the planet and each other.
Do you believe in end times? Do you believe in the apocalypse and just the ending of a lot of this?
It certainly will be the end of the experience of time, in my opinion. This is what I think folks are sensing as this great, like I say, it's a strange attractor, I call it, from fractal geometry, meaning that, you know, what is it that's going to happen? We don't know. I don't know.
Nobody
knows. What I do know, however, is it will have something to do with massive Earth changes based on realigning this diamond that this planet Earth, this big blue-green marble that we're on the surface of, is going to shift at the poles electromagnetically. And remember, now the new science of gravity is that everything's a component of electricity, and so the unified field theory will actually be the electromagnetic, you know, everything coming together under that one umbrella. And here's my insight, though. In my book, I interviewed and documented a lot of these interviews with near-death experiencers, mystics, and others who have had very profound experiences, and it all came to a focal point on or about 2012, and I thought that was very interesting.
It is.
It was beyond, you know, coincidence. Folks from all different walks of life, all different backgrounds, all sensing, again, this strange attractor around 2012. I think what it is, that when we unify the inside of us, the energy and information, the feelings on the outside of us, the logic, you might say the left and the right brain, we will feel absorbed and become extremely sensitive to the environment. And what I mean by that is very specifically that we will not be able to harm each other, will not be able to harm the world around us without immediately feeling the impact of that on us.